BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Vladimir Putin has dismissed allegations that Russia tried to sway the US presidential election in favor of Donald Trump by hacking computer systems. He described as hysterical claims by the White House that Russia was behind the cyber attacks, including infiltration of the US Democratic Party computers. The UN has warned that the coming winter could be the hardest for the people of Syria since the war began more than 5 years ago. A senior UN official, Jan Egeland, said a cruel conflict had become even more ruthless and was affecting more and more civilians. Twitter has confirmed that it's cutting 9% of its workforce as it tries to restructure its loss-making business. The San Francisco-based company plans to cut about 350 jobs. The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has offered a 40% pay rise in the minimum wage, the fourth increment this year. The latest rise comes a day after hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets to protest against the government. The acting Prime Minister of Spain, Mariano Rajoy, has lost a preliminary symbolic vote of confidence in Parliament. But in a second vote on Saturday, the opposition Socialist Party has already said it will abstain, allowing Mr. Rajoy's popular party to form a minority government. Pakistan has expelled an Indian diplomat hours after Delhi ordered the Pakistani official to go home, accusing him of spying. A statement in Islamabad said the activities of the Indian official were in violation of the Vienna Convention. Police in Kenya say they've shot dead a man who attacked a police officer guarding the US embassy in the capital, Nairobi. They said the attacker stabbed the officer in the hand. More than a million people have signed a petition demanding that a captive polar bear in China be moved. Animal rights groups have released a video of the creature, named Pizza, in a small glass enclosure in a shopping mall. BBC News.